From the California Institute of Technology, this is the Lowdown on Science with Sandrit Singh Low.
Can resistance to cancer be inherited? If you're a mouse, it can. Back in 1999, scientists at Wake Forest University School of Medicine found a single mouse that was naturally resistant to cancer. They were understandably excited, and immunity to cancer had, after all, never been seen before. So the researchers took that one little mouse, found it a partner, and began to breed more mice, then still more mice. Eventually, they passed the cancer immunity trait to more than 2,000 descendants, 14 generations of them. 40% were protected against cancer. Now the researchers figured out how to easily pass that immunity along via a simple blood transfusion. They report on the work in the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences. Pathologist Cheng Kui and colleagues took white blood cells from the cancer-immune mice and injected them into ordinary mice. The cells completely cured advanced cancers, even highly aggressive forms of malignancy with extremely large tumors. What's more, a single shot protected mice from cancer for the rest of their lives. The cells seem to be able to spot features unique to cancer cells that regular white blood cells miss. Well, hey, you're thinking, could it work for humans? Perhaps, the scientists say, after they figure out how it works in mice and find the genes responsible. Yeah, so close, but ever closer.
The Lowdown on Science is produced by Caltech in Pasadena, California, on the web at caltech.edu, and by 89.3 KPCC. Support comes from TIAA CREF, Financial Services for the Greater Good, on the web at TIAA-CREF.com.